Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997. That's the SLA TV channel and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. 21,000 head offer this go-round, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the time that a lot will sell, estimated time, or to preview the video in a specific lot, you can visit the website at SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call for information, 800-422-2117. Also remind you, Superior Select Female Auction will be happening on Thursday, 1,400 head to be offered right after the regular auction. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming Thursday, November 21st. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, live cattle held up well Friday, but the market may have run out of steam for the time being. Fundamentals do not seem to support a continuation of the uptrend that's been evident for a couple of months. Lower boxed beef prices Friday may keep packers hesitant to step into the market early this week. As usual, business is not expected until late in the week, once a few days of futures trading and cutout values are under its belt. Now, show lists are not expected to be distributed yet today. Futures charts look more like the market may be developing a sideways trading pattern, which could keep cash steady at best. Over to the hogs, the renewed optimism over U.S.-China trade talks that pushed the Dow Jones Industrial Average to a record high Friday did little to stem the bearish tide of the hogs. The December contract set a new low for the move and appears to be heading to close the chart gap remaining September 11th. The gap would close at 61.75 and not far from the low on Friday. Now, over on the grains, mixed lower wheat prices, but all three exchanges have relatively narrow ranges overnight. A very odd week of trading last week in the three wheat pits, with weakness dominating after a surprisingly strong surge in winter wheat contracts on Tuesday. The surge was led by Kansas City wheat, which saw the third largest week of buying by the funds on record at 18,963 contracts. The other two exchanges didn't see near that level of short covering, which shows just how short funds were against Kansas City relative to other markets, and in some cases spread against other markets. Corn prices lightly mixed from the overnight, attempting to bounce from Friday's losses, but keeping the downtrend dating back to mid-October intact. Overnight trade saw the lowest prices for the December contract since September 27th. Soybeans higher overnight, looking to close higher for the third straight session, but still well inside the downtrend dating back to mid-October. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain livestock futures, December live cattle up 2 cents, 119.10. February up 5 cents Friday, 124.97. January feeder cattle up 22, 144.27. March up 15 cents, 144.22. December hogs up 45 cents, 63.20. Kansas City wheat, December down 5 1/4, 417. March down 5 cents at 425 3/4. Chicago wheat, December down 5 cents, 502 3/4. March down 5 cents at 506. December corn's down 4 1/2, 371 1/4. March down 4 cents at 380 3/4. January soybeans up 1 1/2, 918 1/4. March is up 1 1/4, 930 3/4. December cotton up 59 cents Friday, 64.86. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.